I think I tell you that, you know, the key thing when you're building parts like that is you've got to automate. And that was recognized, I think, stronger at GE than it was at, say, RCA. Because RCA and all the other manufacturers were basically using graphite boats. And in the graphite boat approach, you actually, you put a dot of graph of your emitter material, indium, and then you put the germanium slab on top of it. You run it through an oven, and it sort of alloys to one side. Then you reverse the procedure. You have to flip the thing over, do the collector. And so you've got all this problem of contamination because keeping the graphite boats completely pure was a problem. GE, having built vacuum tubes for years, had real superior automation capabilities. And we had some real top-notch guys there at GE Semi. And so we had a strip, which was actually a frame material, that the chips were actually dropped into the frame. You'd have a big, long strip of maybe 50 parts on a strip that would hold the bulk wafer, which is put through another machine. You loaded it in, and you had a dotter on each side, a pneumatic-driven dotter that would come through, punch out a small cylinder of indium, and press it, physically press it against the wafer. And that would adhere until you could get it in the oven, the tunnel oven, and then you had a certain profile which caused then the dots to alloy into germanium, creating the collector and emitter regions. No real contamination per se. You had the very pure material supplied by the people that gave us the ribbon of indium, and it was pretty easy to keep the dotter clean. So we were able to punch them out in a hurry and be uniform, and then put them through the oven in a certain profile, and we can make transistors much faster, much cheaper than the other people. The case was expensive. The case itself, you know, with hermetic seal and the Kovar, et cetera, as I recall, it was something like about 16, 18 cents a piece. On top of that, we had to pay Bell a royalty on every transistor we made. See, they had a patent on it, and the manufacturers had to pay a royalty.